The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Abihu Tamir, who's CEO at Canabo, and by Nick Terrace, who's Managing Director of in Europe of Materia. How are you today, gentlemen?
Hi, Zach. Very well.
Right. I think I spoke to you, Abihu, when you first landed on the stock market a few months ago. It was quite a momentous occasion. And now I see you're doing your first big deal. Is that a fair thing to say? It's a sort of a big deal for you?
Yeah, we didn't do any deal with this magnitude. Oh, as you remember, all our deals were small investment, as strategic investments on raw materials and supply chain, or distribution agreements, but nothing like an acquisition merger of a company in this size.
And is this deal going to be like the engine for growth for your company? Is that the way we should look at it?
Yeah, definitely. Both on distribution side and processing and production.
Right. And I suppose the big question is, how did you find Materia? Because there are maybe quite a few others out there, let's say, at the moment. It's a growing area.
So when you're looking on companies, it's a bit like speed dating. You're seeing many companies. I think we probably looked at more than a dozen of companies. And to find the right combination between a company that has good assets, strategic assets, company that have the same vision and look at the industry, and that fits. The two company actually fits, and it's not more of the same or completely different. And we found all of this in Materia, and even more. I would say that one of the great things is the how the management is very fit in our whole picture. So we're not looking on having Materia as just a subsidiary to Canabo, but actually a real, merger between the two companies. Management of Materia will be part of the large group management.
Right, going on to Nick, presumably you're quite excited and looking forward to what's going to happen next, but what is Materia bringing to the table, apart from the sort of the merger that we're looking forward to?
Yeah, for sure. So I think most of our team come from the Canadian cannabis industry. So we've been in and around the cannabis space for 5 to 8 years, in the case of most of our management team. And so we've learned a lot of lessons from the Canadian sector. When we were looking at how to architect our business, going back about 3 years ago when the company was founded, we had a few different theses that we wanted to factor in. One was that we wanted to focus on the high value-add activities of processing and distribution. So we are a cannabis company that does not do cultivation. We leverage the cultivation network that we have, but we don't do it ourselves. We focus on manufacturing innovative products that are going to disrupt the market and distribution into the largest markets in Europe. So whether that's distribution asset into Germany, the biggest medical cannabis market in Europe, or distribution to consumers in the UK, the biggest CBD market in Europe. Effectively, we're trying to tap into our core competencies as well as understanding where the market's going to go.
So just to understand that, so you're basically, you're more of an innovator in the area, so innovating new products, and then you will then use your network to sell those products onto the market.
Precisely. So we have an EU GMP certified facility in Malta where we can process flower as well. We'll also do extracts. So what that really serves is our manufacturing and export hub. And then from Malta, we sell those products all across Europe, including into Germany, which is, as I mentioned, the biggest medical cannabis market, through our own distribution asset there.
Right. So Nick, we were just talking offline about the state of the market and the history, brief history. Do you think that since the pandemic, which is a sort of decent line in the sand for all of us now, this particular market has come of age?
I think the market has evolved beyond its raw nascency. And so what I mean by that is right now, there is no shortage of products in Germany. There is a real shortage of high quality, innovative products. And so we're seeing the market move beyond a place where if you can grow a product, you can sell it. If you can possess a product, you can sell it. We're now seeing a level of discernment amongst patients and doctors on what they're actually looking for to treat their conditions. So that's kind of the supply chain that we've been building is with that in mind, knowing how it evolves. So I think we're past chapter one and into chapter two.
So more discerning market, they know what they want, they're educated up to a level in terms of knowing that. And let's say it's sort of the market's also fragmented into specialist areas, which need specialist products.
That's a perfect way of putting it.
Yes, I should do this more often. On to Abihu, to finish off, what are the next steps that we can expect from Canabo after this? Is it consolidation? Is it further acquisition? Where are we looking?
So, you know, we can share really forecast information looking forward. But let's say that I believe that the market is going to big players. If you're looking at the cannabis market right now, you have six big cannabis companies, four of them operating in Europe, in Germany mainly. And they're building their really control over the market. The only way to disrupt this is with innovation. And that's really what we're trying to bring into the cannabis industry, innovation on delivery method with Cannabo and innovation on the supply chain now with Materia. And that's the way that we're going to move forward. If we will have other inorganic growth, it will be always on bringing new, more innovative route to markets.
So, I mean, I was rather than fishing for forward-looking information, really just the strategy. Are there any other pieces of the jigsaw that you're looking to complete in terms of the offering of Cannabo or what it wants to do? I mean, have you got everything in Materia and that's it? Or are there other areas that you might look to, maybe it's in terms of overseas expansion or something like that?
I think that the things that we'll always look for more are on the innovation of product development. And that's a key, and innovation on the last mile. So as Nick said, I don't believe that having another cultivator is something that will make sense for Cannabo. But I do believe that having strong route to market, having the last mile, having the relationship with the patient is an asset. And commercialization is a key, and product development as well. And Materia is giving us an amazing capability now on the processing side and a huge entry into the German market. That's going to be big.
Right. So basically, Materia is giving you everything you want at the moment.
Right now, yeah.
Well, that's a happy note to finish on. Abihu Tamir and Nick Pateras, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.